It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Madestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2044, recorded Thursday, June 12th, 2025. Face it, I'm a fan. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a fan with a face. He also has an itty-bitty shopping cart. I have a summer gadget that'll keep you cool instantly. And we have the oldest gadget from the gadget warehouse we've ever seen. All next on The Giz Whiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for The Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology.
Rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. Get ready for The Giz Whiz now.
Now, and here he is, our gadget pathologist, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir, but you sound like you have a little bit of something.
Yeah, I am recovering. I am on the mend, but the last 3 days I have been sick with something. I know it's not COVID. I took a COVID test because I had one of those lying around.
Okay.
But that's about all I know, so... honestly, the chat room tipped me off. I should check out allergies. I probably need to take an allergy medication. So we'll check. I'll get back with you next week. See.
Okay. Well, I hope.
I've been coughing an awful lot. Lots of drainage, and my voice. I now sound like I should maybe sing some type of like bluegrass or country. You know, I have a nice gravelly voice for that now. So. Yeah, that's what that explains why I sound like this. What about you? What have you been up to this last week?
A couple things. One was, you know, I think you have it too, where on Amazon, there are certain things you buy you can get that same day.
Yes.
So I ordered something and it said, you can have this tonight between 6 and 11 p.m., but you have to spend another $10. So I needed candy or something, and I ordered it, and it went over $35, which is what is required. And when the email came with the details of the order, it says delivery between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. And I typed on the web. I said, did anybody ever hear of such a thing? And someone said, oh, that means it's coming late that night or very early the next morning. I said, oh, okay. 4:20 in the morning.
Ding dong.
My phone rings.
Oh, my
gosh. Hi, it's Amazon. I'm at your front door. Could you buzz me in?
Wow. Were you awake, or were you woken up?
No, I was asleep, but, you know, I go to bed at 2:30, so I wasn't, like, in the...
Dead asleep, yeah.
I said, you know, I thought this was a joke. Yeah. No, we deliver all night long.
Yeah, so that has happened here in Florida and in Texas. Now, luckily here, because I had just, like, they just leave it at the door, so I don't have to wake up. Typically, I'm just let them do it while I'm asleep. They just drop it off and leave it. And then the morning, you know, 8 a.m., I wake up, and it's still there. Yeah.
So
but isn't that amazing? It kind of feels like the Jetsons are like cartoon delivery service because it's so fast. Because, like, I've done it where it's like, it was like 10 p.m., and then it arrived at 5 a.m., and it was like, that was only 6 hours. Like, that was crazy. Yeah. You know, that was insane.
It is. And I have a little video. It's very dark. Last night I went to this little pet event. Was put on by the Schwarzman Animal Medical Center. And you can run the video and then I can talk about it. As I said, it's very dark. So it's called Paws and Pints. It was for people and the pets. And the woman who arranged it, she said, the bar is in my neighborhood and they always have dogs in there. And she said, would you ever consider having a party where people could bring their dogs? And the guy said, yeah, we have a back back party room.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. You're meeting all the dogs.
All the dogs. Now, Charlie is such a food hound. We didn't bring him. He would have driven people crazy. But these were such well-behaved dogs.
Yeah, wow.
And they had, that's Bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
Dog. But so they had food for everybody. Food for people. Food for doggies. That's the doggy table. You could go over and take stuff for your dog. And
wow.
Then for the people, they had Franks and blankets.
Wow.
And mini, chicken, veggie burgers. Someone was walking around with sliders and fried cauliflower. So it was a fun thing. It was certainly worth going to.
That is incredible. That looks so fun. And I agree. These dogs are just so well behaved.
They were so so great. They must be great.
They're New York City dogs. They see everything.
They're very laid back.
Yeah.
Another event. Oh God, I don't know. Are they going to have bacon?
The hors d'oeuvres here are not nearly as good as they are in Upper Manhattan. Yes. Yeah. That is so funny.
No.
That looks
dogs
so
are
fun.
So. It's so funny too. Charlie and I sleep on the recliner sometimes. And then when I get off the recliner, I put the blanket down and Charlie sleeps there by himself. So this morning I got out of the recliner and I thought, I'm going to go sleep in my big bed. And I said to Charlie, come on, Charlie, jump up. And he looks at me, then looks at the blanket on the floor and then looks back up at me. And I said, oh, the comforter should be on the recliner. So I put it on the recliner. He jumped up. It was sort of like, don't you know how it works here?
This is not logical, sir. You're being illogical at the moment. And
it's very funny. It's very funny.
Dogs are amazing. Dogs are awesome. Wow. So was that a ticketed event or they were just open?
It was for people who had been giving to help with the new
building. Oh, I see. Yes. I see.
Yeah. They're building an extension. Yeah, exactly.
That is very cool.
Anyway, should we jump in?
Yeah, let's jump into some gadgets.
Okay, here we go.
Awesome. You told me a fan with a face, and I thought you were talking about our chat room, those fans, but now
those two. They always have smiley faces.
Here we go.
Last week we did a little turbo fan that you could dial the speed anywhere from 1 to you had to go down to anyway. Someone in chat said, is there a bigger version? So this company does not make such a thing. But I found another turbo fan with the happy face. Okay. Now, the description is like so many things on Amazon. One part says 5 speeds, and elsewhere it says you can dial the speed from 1 to 120. We will find out which is true. Yes. Fortunately, you pretty much know everything's going to be USB-C.
Curious about this face. Is it just paint?
And also, you know, when we take these gadgets out, you don't know if they're charged
see it,
or not.
Man. Interesting.
So we should be able to know rather quickly if this one has a charge in it. Let's see. We have notebook. Looks like you pull that down. Oh, so that's speed 1. Oh, it jumps up.
Oh, 100 levels, but you can only access 30 at a time.
Yes, you can. You can do five speeds.
120 is the fastest. So it has 5 speeds. Even though it's digital, you cannot dial an individual speed. Also, I'm surprised.
Oh my gosh, that face!
It looks like
he blinks at you.
The battery indicator is that. All right. So it was deal of the day, and
oh
I think it
gosh.
Was 40% off. I think I paid like $20 or $25 for it. Turbofan, only four, very suspicious, five stars out of five from just 14 people. But I don't know, $36 seems a bit high to me. It is a 4,000 milliamp battery, which this was a 3,000 milliamp battery. And it says, depending on the speed, 0.7 to 17 hours. I mean, it's nice looking. You can aim it any which way. You can have it a Dickie D face with very little hair on top. Oh, and he blinks. He blinks at you.
That is the goofiest gimmick.
And it comes in a lot of colors. Let me just go back there. Oh, well, it doesn't come in a lot of colors. Pink, white, and black. There's also a clip-on version of this fan that is $18. And there was a 30% discount coupon when I shot this video on June 9th. I also wanted to mention there's a protective cover over these numbers. And I left it on because I may give this to Little Shelter for one of their auctions. And I'm leaving the protective cover on. So all
the
in all,
digits would be clear.
I'm a fan of this fan.
Does it, did it elicit a response? Did it bring you happiness to see the happy face on there?
You know what? It's funny was my... seeing that $39 price, it has totally changed now.
Oh, take a look. It has.
Take a look. Now it's $30 and 50% off.
Wow.
So now it's down to $15.
Yeah. I feel like you should return yours at full price and go... Jeez.
Well, I had gotten some sort of a discount.
Oh, good, good, good. Because, man, holy moly, that's crazy.
Now, $15, that's very nicely. And the clip-on version.
Oh.
Go to that. That's $18 and 30% off.
Yeah. Oh, the so clip-on one has all the colors. Wow.
All the colors.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm hoping Dennis is here because I hear the bell ring. I think he, yeah.
That's really
now,
cool.
Also.
Yeah, I agree that, see, all these people got them for free. So they got a whole bunch of people to get them and then review them.
From the Vine plan.
Right.
You know, I got an email from them that, would I like to be on the Vine plan? And I think when you see you got the gadget for free, I think it just affects subconsciously how you feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought, no, I'd rather just keep buying the stuff.
Yeah. So. Yeah, totally. Totally. All that Amazon product review stuff, I don't quite understand the whole system they have, because I know that they have the Vine program and other like influencer programs where they give you free stuff and make you record videos and or post the reviews
yes,
all that
I'm
stuff.
I'm an affiliate where you get like 2 to 3%,
right?
But
that's
there
different.
there's no
editorial. Yeah, anyway.
No, you can do what you want.
Yeah,
do you want to? Do you want to be in another program? And you had to do 2 hours of live broadcasting a week. And
Are you kidding
me?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, also, I should have pointed it out first. I was very disappointed in the camera going nuts. That was the first video I shot with the Motorola.
Oh.
And did you notice it... kept losing focus.
And I was wondering so if much.
Oh, you didn't notice
the name.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay. If you notice it, that's good.
Yeah, I didn't notice it so much, but I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, okay. I went back to the other ones, to my older camera. It seems it might be something with the lighting in here, because the little video I did walking around my studio was perfect, but right. The lighting was uniform. Here, I think as I move in and out under the lights, the camera sees. Anyway,
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm going back.
Play with it a little more.
And look at it. It was like, yeah, kind of bouncing around. When you had
you see, it was like out of focus, and then it comes back in focus.
Yeah, it's like focused on the kind of goes back there a little bit, but
yeah. Well, as long as you didn't recognize it right off the top.
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't see anything off the top.
That's good.
Okie dokie. Next gadget.
Oh, okay. A fun free gift from people we know, and here's the video.
Oh.
You know the name Jeff and his son Adam. They have sent us many warehouse videos.
Yes, yes.
Long-term loyal fans. So Jeff bought a copy of the old Mad Magazine game, for which I wrote the kind of crazy instructions. And he mailed me the board and said, is it possible for you to sign it? Because I want to frame it and hang it in my office. I was so nervous about signing it, especially since he's going to frame it. I emailed and I said, Jeff, if you could come to town, I would sign it exactly the way you want it. I can give you some Mad magazines, probably something else around here. So he came in with his son, Adam, and brought me the wireless bottle lamp. Okay. Now, requires a little bit of assembly. This just screws into there.
Did you have to read the instructions for that?
And actually, yes, no, I didn't. Wow, I braved it.
Wow.
Because you supply the bottle. They suggest a wine bottle or even a beer bottle. I think wine's going to be a little more elegant. USB-C charging. Okay. And basically, at the top, kind of soft white, a little whiter white, and a different white, and then off. But wait, there's more. Put your finger on it and hold it down, and it's supposed to go. Oh, wait a second. Come on, back on. Hold it down. Oh, there it goes. Okay.
Aw,
it goes
dim.
Into dimming. That's the lowest. Put your finger and hold it down. What is it? Oh, there. It goes back up to bright. All right. And then I'm going to go to the warmer color. And then we'll lower the lights a bit. I'm going to do that.
The warmer color is kind of a nice
tungsten
yellow. Yeah. The camera's just...
auto white balancing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now we'll dim the lights a bit and see what it looks like. And now the atmosphere of the wireless bottle lamp. The only problem is the waiter served those two people nothing. Waiter, can I get...
A plate, please?
Utensils?
Kitchen's closed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I guess I spent too much time talking about the wireless bottle lamp.
You've also been cut off. You can have no more lamp. No more lamp for you.
Yeah, that's it. No more lamp.
No, you're done. I like that. I like that because the stopper... Is it looked like that rubberized stopper that if you could open a fresh bottle? And you're just like
yes, yes, exactly.
Or if you had a bottle that like meant something to you, you know, it'd be a kind of a nice way to accent it in a way. I like it.
And it's all over the internet. I just went for the lowest price I could find because they all look like they have three different white, bright white, warm white.
Yes.
And they all have dimming.
Oh, here we go. For some reason, the link didn't follow. So I'll just kind of do a search.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah. There's all sorts. Whoa. Oh, this one doesn't have the same stopper. This one like goes on threads.
God, $5?
Yeah. I'm doing a little research here. Let's look at this one. Huh.
Oh.
Not the best reviews.
No.
I like that. That looks classy too. Oh yeah.
Oh, that isn't that ridiculous. It sort of takes the word wireless away. Yes.
I think it was just saying that you could charge it, but still, it made it look really trashy. But yeah, a lot for around $13.
Yeah. And as I said, I have a link to one for even $9.99.
Yeah. I the link unfortunately didn't work for me. So,
oh, okay, that's okay.
I'm sure that your notes will have it perfect. Yeah, yeah. Okay. There you go. Okay, cool.
That was great fun. That was great fun. Okay.
And you could actually have a very expensive lamp if you just buy a bottle of like Dom Perignon or like.
There you go. It's like, you know, that lamp set me back $300.
Exactly. Exactly. At $300 and $12. $312.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And here we go with the final gadget from me on this show.
It's not really a what the heck is it, because you'll never guess, okay? But this is what it looks like. You could guess if you want. That's the one I've been currently using, but I wanted to show you one as you buy it. It is, I guess, what you would call the world's littlest shopping cart. What?
Okay. What?
All right. Okay, you flip that up. First, you push it this way. See the little push thing here? And then turn it up. And that locks
it. It will spring that, pushes back and locks it in place.
Push it up.
In that split.
And turn it, and that locks it in. And then, now, this is certainly not a heavy-duty shopping cart, okay? And I found out about it through Lindy Dunn. Now, this is the one we have here. Let's see if there are.
I believe Lindy got it on an As Seen on TV thing.
I guess they are, okay. If you're going to a restaurant or something, and on the way back, you want to pick up a couple of bottles of soda. Dennis is a big juice fan, and I am too. So when we make a quick stop in the store, it's usually like three bottles of soda, a couple of bottles of juice.
Milk.
And it's a drag to carry it. So this little thing is so foldable that it's easy to carry under your arm, okay? And I'm going to have a little video of what we put in it.
But they're sturdy.
And what was it say?
But they're sturdy.
And they're sturdy, okay? And then when we come back, I'll tell you the price. So this is pretty nice, isn't it? It makes a bit of noise as you roll, but we'll show you what's in it. All right, so there's still some room at the top of the bag, but I'll show you what we had in it as we were walking from Key Food. One of those, and another one of those, and a smaller one of those, and a smaller one of those, and a container of milk. So that would be a lot to carry because that's heavy. And here in New York City, $431. So it's not bad. Today you save 87. Coupons are good. Today you save $87. All right, so we're going to go online and see if we can find out where this came from. Okay, it was a gift from Lindy Dunn, who's often in chat. $10. All right, comes in several colors. Terrible reviews. 2.9 out of 5. But for what we need it for, I would give it 4 out of 5. It's an easy way to carry heavy, drag heavy stuff, okay? But what we do is we just throw this in a little shopping bag, and that way the heavy stuff goes in here, and then the light stuff goes in the little shopping bag that we slip this into. That's our tip. Our shopping cart tip.
I like it. I think it's perfect for New York. That's great.
No, when I first got it, I said, Lindy, what's going to fit in here? And then one day I said to Dennis, we're going to a restaurant. I said, you know, this is so little. Let's just take it. No one even know we have it with us. And we suddenly realized for light loads, it works fine.
Yeah. That was, I mean, all the sodas and stuff, that's great. Now, when you first said a small shopping cart, I had something in mind that I don't mean to upstage you.
Oh, I think I know what you might be showing.
But this is the smallest shopping cart I've seen.
Was that a twit?
No, maybe. I saw it, and look, it even comes with teeny tiny little shopping bags.
Oh, how funny. Oh, that's such a funny thing.
Isn't it funny? So, the next time you're in New York and you really need a small shopping cart, there you go. There you go. But yours is a bit more practical. A tad.
So Walmart sells those?
Yeah, this is like, honestly, I've had this one for a while. I can't exactly remember.
I think it's very funny.
Picked it up. But yes, it's really cute. And I keep it in the kitchen.
I think it's very,
yeah, it's great.
When someone says, I'm going to go out and do a little shopping, you can say, oh, okay.
Better be Take very little. Car. It should only fit in there. That's as big as much as you get. I really like this here. Here it is on Amazon. Still very inexpensive. And then, of course, Scooter X found one.
For what, $4?
$2.
It's the same one. I can't believe it.
Look at that. And all the colors, too.
All the colors.
Even floral. Look at that.
That is a riot. Does that include tariffs?
Probably not. I have no idea, honestly.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe
that. That's a two-pack. Two-pack there. But yeah, like almost exactly the same.
Yes. I'm sure it is the same.
I really like your method of putting it in the reusable bag, because then we'll carry some chips.
Yeah, that way you have two things.
Yeah. Carry the bread over here and the 2 liters over here. That's great.
Perfect. You know our secret system.
Exactly.
How did you ever figure? Did Dennis tell you? That's been our shopping secret for years.
Scooter X found the tiny shopping cart. Apparently, it's only $15.
Oh, that's not so. Okay.
And then apparently it came with a tiny little mocha, which I've lost.
Oh, how fun. Oh, that's a riot.
My life. I didn't realize this was like part of a. I didn't realize this was a dog.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't realize that. That's really funny. So I guess they sell this at Walmart. So Walmart did a little like, you can get on a shopping cart. That is so funny. Oh my gosh, I want this. What is this? This looks like a living room set. This is so cool.
Oh, that is so funny.
Look, you can see Charlie.
You know what? That would make my New York City apartment look so big.
Exactly. That, and then you bring the groceries home in this. And look, here are the groceries. Look at that.
And all the appliances.
Yes, just for your New York City apartment. That is great. Okay, well,
let's get a bit crappy.
No,
you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. This summer gadget requires a thermometer. I recorded a video earlier of the experiment So let's check it out. Okay, so we are back at it with another summertime gadget. And this gadget is one that I've heard of before. In fact, I think one was actually used on me way in the past. It's kind of an older gadget, but it is crazy interesting, and I've never actually used one. And so I'm going to use one today. It is an instant cold pack. So on those hot, hot summer days, sometimes there might even be emergencies where you need to cool down, or maybe you burned yourself on the grill, that type of thing. This is an instant cold pack, so it'll get really, really cold really, really fast, but it can be stored at room temperature. Right now, it's not hot at all. Or it's not cold at all, it's just normal temperature. And the other nice thing is that it's not too expensive. This cost only about $2. But I had never seen it done. I didn't know how difficult it would be, so I'm really excited to actually try it on the video today. So let's look at the instructions. It's pretty simple. You're gonna break it. Inside here, I can feel that there's almost like a styrofoam-like bead. And then there's one like baggie inside of here. So you break the bag inside, you mix it so that you're gonna mix all that together, and then we're gonna wrap it up, and then you would apply it to whatever wound you have. To test this, we have the wrap right here, but I also brought out a thermometer so we can see the bag right now is room temperature, only at 77 degrees. And now let's go ahead and do it. It is not reusable. I kind of feel the bag in there. Ooh. Oh man, okay, well, it definitely broke. I can't tell if it broke on me or not for shaking it up. It says mix for 30 seconds. So I'm really gonna mix. It did pop something because there's like residue on the desk here.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm not exactly sure what popped out, but it's getting colder, much colder. We can already see it's at 45 degrees instead of the 77. So that's kind of neat. And then, of course, we would wrap it up and then apply it to a bandage. It's still a liquid, very cold liquid for me. Maybe I didn't shake it vigorously enough. I probably could have shooken it a little bit more vigorously, but I didn't for the video. And then, of course, we can test this. Let's see, 60 degrees.
Well, we're right back where, up a little.
It feels really cold. Of course, it would be colder to
touch. It's in the thing.
Yeah. Somewhere. So, kind of a really, really interesting gadget, something I had heard of, never personally bought or purchased or done. But there you go. Also inexpensive at only around $2 a pack. Something that's kind of nice to have around.
There you go. The instant is not reusable cold pack.
You know, would it cool a can of soda?
Yeah, I guess so.
Because I'm thinking on a picnic, if you ran out of ice.
So it wasn't like ice cold, like 40, right. You know, so I it might cool like a can of soda or like maybe two. I don't know how well it would do as a ice replacement, honestly. But yeah, here they are.
A five pack.
Yeah.
Boop. Yeah.
Look at that. Is there an expiration date on it? Let me see. 27, yeah, in 3 years. 2 years. 2 years, yeah. 2 years away. 2027.
Okay.
It looks like it was just made May 19th. No, March 19th. It was made in March. That's kind of crazy. Anyway, had you ever heard of these before?
No, I think
really?
It's a great idea.
Yeah, in scouting,
I just know about the heat packs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're putting gloves and stuff.
Yeah, no, this is an instant cold pack. Yeah. In scouting, I saw, I can't remember if it was used on me or I saw it used on a child. But yeah, in scouting we used them. And as an adult, it was just something I had never really picked back up.
No,
so yeah,
great.
Great for first aid kits. Absolutely. There you go. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
Okay, our email is from Lawrence Wengler, W-E-N-G-L-E-R. I hope he's in chat. He said he's going to desperately try to get in chat. He said, Dickie D and Chad, my New Year's resolution was to make two videos for the Giz Whiz. Here is video number one, and it's quite amazing. Let's take a look.
Today, I'll be photographing ducks with a Kodak Brownie box camera. This is my grandmother's Brownie box camera model 2D.
Wow.
It's over 100 years old.
Whoa!
1914? That is...
Wow.
Eight photos.
Eight. They're humongous negatives.
Yes, yeah, the big negatives.
$2 was the original price.
The Kodak Brownie Model 2D featured two adjustments, a shutter speed and an aperture. And the way you adjusted them is you pulled out these little levers. That's the shutter speed, and this is the aperture.
Yikes.
The shutter speed was 1/50th of a second, and then time or bulb, which is it opens the shutter for as long as you have it down. And I'll show you right here. It's on time. I'll just click the shutter button right here, and you can see it's open. And now I'll adjust the aperture.
You got like two.
Let's see, we'll get it in the light there.
Got like small and big aperture.
And the largest aperture is approximately f11. You got to have fingernails to operate this camera. The next smaller was f16. And the smallest aperture is approximately f22.
Yeah, wow.
And as I used to say to brides when I'd get to a wedding, let me get loaded. I mean, let me put film in the camera.
I can't believe that the user interface is basically shove your nail under this metal thing and pull really hard.
And you sort of have to know what you're doing to pick the aperture.
Right.
Oh, he's going to take pictures.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Man. One 50th of a second is pretty slow. And then you have only a few apertures, so I guess you gotta hope it's daylight.
It was a sunny day at the duck pond. There were boys fishing. There were ducks.
Is this taken with...
And there was Uncle Lala with his brownie box.
What?
I'm shooting on T-Max 100 black and white film at F-16, the middle aperture. I hope we get some good shots.
Yeah, 3 weeks later. Yeah, exactly.
I've got the negatives back from the darkroom. I've downloaded the film scans. So let's take a look what we got. See how they come out. So here they are. And we'll put them on
the
light table.
Look at the size of
them. Then we'll take a look at the film scans and we'll see how everything came out.
That's a good negative.
They're not bad. Oh, there's the print.
Yeah, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For 111 years ago? These are great.
They are. Could you imagine how cool it would be if you went to a family reunion and took your, like, modern day family photo with, like, this type of camera? How cool it would look.
Oh, wow.
I love it. Love it, love it. That is really, really, really
cool.
Now,
someone in chat said, Uncle Lala said it was $2, which is almost $68 in today's money. But someone else said that wasn't bad for the technology back then.
That's incredible. I mean, that is honestly great. I love that photography can be, it can be a very approachable art. And even like at Target now, you can buy real film cameras for only like $15. And then stick real film in it and take some photos. And of course, I love photography. This is...
Oh, yes, yes.
This is... The most similar to that camera is this one. It's a Yashica Mat. And this is a... one of these, like, top-down ones where you...
Oh, look yeah.
Through the top.
What kind of film... What film did that take?
This takes... I think it's medium... It's a medium format... sensor size. I actually think it takes the same film, that same
120.
Yeah, the same 120, and which is why I liked it. Is it's a huge, you know, this it's massive negative, so it gets really nice negatives, and then this one specifically just like did, you know, really crisp big shots. But yeah, I mean, that's, I just absolutely love that. So yeah, very, very, very cool.
Uncle Lala, yeah, you know what? He said, he has a YouTube channel.
Oh.
And I think it's called Uncle Lala's Camera Corner.
It is.
Oh, well, Uncle Lala, what's your channel?
Here it is.
Are you still in chat? Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that. And Uncle Lala even says 120. And Uncle Lala's in chat saying, yep, that Yashica Mat uses 120. Look at that. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, this is
camera
great.
Expert. Look at this. This is, that is great. The Hasselblad. It's a huge,
wow.
Huge name. Yeah, wow. Very cool stuff.
Boy, you're going to have to go really far, Uncle Lala, to top that video. I'm thinking... If you could get the Wright Brothers airplane and shoot some video from it.
What do you think is the mother of technology? You know, like, what is the first fire? The wheel? I guess
yeah.
That's
well, that's
probably,
easy, yeah. If you want to, you can get a wheel and put fire in it, it'll really dazzle us.
What's the first gadget, anyway, you know? I don't know.
That was just super.
That's really cool. Very, very cool. Okay, with that, let's move on to... Actually, how can people send in their videos?
Okay, well, always looking for videos. Doesn't have to be elaborate like this, okay? Just use your phone, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Anything to do with a gadget. You know, we always say we love old gadgets. Well, this was... No one's ever gone back about 110 years. But you can go back 20 years when something was really hot, and today your phone can do the same thing as about 9 of your old gadgets. Anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, put it up on YouTube, and YouTube will give you a download menu. Click unlisted, take that URL and email it to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv. And when we show your video, we show 99% of them. You'll get the current issue of Mad Magazine autographed to you. Okay? So mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter. It's a little quiet. Here we go. The letter louder. The lovely letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters. Wow.
Our letter is from Chad Masters, who's been a fan for many years. Hey, Dickie D and Chad. On the latest Giz Whiz, I saw you. I guess Chad was doing a search about the stylus on your new phone. This works on any Android phone you own. The feature is called Circle to Search.
Your phone.
There's a YouTube video that will help you to get to know how to use it and what it can do. I use it all the time. I find it pretty great at telling me what food or flowers I see on my screen.
Okay.
So that this is good.
Your and phone is your constant companion, giving you access to a world of information. Like exploring a passion, trying to solve a problem, or looking for the perfect gift. When you're immersed in an app, it can really kill the moment if you have to switch apps to learn more about something. That's where Circle to Search can help. Now, with a simple gesture, you can select what you're curious about in whatever way comes naturally to you. Circling, highlighting, scribbling, or tapping. Empowering you to find answers without leaving the app you're in. Circle to Search works by searching the content you select on your screen, so you don't have to switch apps and you can get right back to what you were doing. Say you were browsing social media and come across what looks like a delicious snack with some interesting toppings. Simply long press the home button or navigation bar at the bottom of your screen. You'll see the Google search bar pop up and an animation to let you know you're ready to search your screen. If you need to get more precise, you can use two fingers to zoom or pan around your screen. You can then circle, scribble, or tap the part of the image or text you want to search. While a simple search is sometimes all you need to search that food, travel destination, phrase, or plant, there are so many ways you can use Circle to Search to elaborate on your curiosity.
Interesting.
With multi-search.
That seems really cool.
Wow.
That's like what I was talking about. It's like,
yeah.
Why are these so popular? That's really funny. Have you seen, by the way, there was the WWDC, Apple's big developer conference. Did you see the big news out of there?
No, I didn't. I have no Apple products here.
Liquid Glass. So this is the developers conference. So they're talking a lot about, they talked a little bit about AI, but the biggest thing is the newest update to iOS, to Macintosh, to Apple Watch, all of it. And they mentioned this new user interface that they're going for called Liquid Glass. Now, here, let's see. This is Apple's own website that they're talking about their software design. Here it is.
Software is
okay,
the heart and
soul. We're not going to watch this 4-minute thing about Liquid Glass, but it's basically a way to just kind of render some of the screen elements, if the video will load. This is kind of an idea. Is they're going to be using some of the GPU processing that can happen on their phones so that it'll bend the light behind the glass, the liquid glass, and it'll look really nice and all this stuff. Well, there's recently been also a ton of controversy over it because it looks really bad in certain situations. So let's see. This is Mac World. Apple's new liquid glass interface, bigger problem, is not weird enough. Let's see if we can find some of the, like, this is just really hard to read. Like, this is the new liquid glass interface. And it's like, I can't read that. I have, like, that text is the absolute worst thing I've ever seen. And so that's been kind of going on recently, is just how bad liquid glass can look. And there's another one. Let's see if we can find one more article about it. Is this Mashable or Wired? Maybe let's look at Wired. They don't have very many good... I'm not seeing the context that I need. Anyway, so you may see a little bit of people poking fun at Apple. And they're known for having the most beautiful products and the most gorgeous user design. And then they release a brand new big thing and getting a little bit of criticism over how it looks. Okay, well, thank you so much,
Chad Masters,
for sending that over. Do you think you're going to be using that on your Android phone?
Yeah, I'm gonna, absolutely, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Have you used it yet? Long pressed?
And no. I just tried circling something on my phone. Nothing happened. So I figured, oh, I need an app for that. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You'll have to circle around to that later. Get it? We want to say thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you so much for your support of our show. Thank you. Because every time we make an episode, you guys support us. So it's incredible. If you like the show, please consider giving back over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Or you can head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There on the website is a tab at the top called Patreon. Click on that, and that big banner will take you to our Patreon page. Or if you want to give via PayPal, we also have a tiny little link there on the page to donate via PayPal. However you support us, thank you so much for your support. Gizwiz.tv is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. If there is a schedule change, it'll be posted at the top of the website. Just head on over to gizwiz.tv around that time, and the website will update with the live stream. When we're live, we encourage you to join the chat room and chat along with all of the fantastic folks in our community. It's absolutely amazing that they're here, and I recognize so many of the usernames, so it's incredible that they're here, and we encourage new people to join the chat room and to chat along with us while we record the show. If you miss the live show, our episodes are there on our website, gizwiz.tv, or on our YouTube channel, or on Apple Podcasts. You can also head on over to gizwiz.biz, Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a link or a reminder, head on over there, gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? This is an entire gadget that you gotta guess what it is. And I hate to give this one away. This is an uninterruptible power supply for when the Gizwiz goes, when all the power just goes out in the apartment.
Oh, that never happens.
Yeah, just in case you need it, there it is. If you think you know what this is, get a guessin' over gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers. 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in and be funny over there at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.